Ladies and gentlemen, with the new coronavirus, the Wuhan pneumonia, reaching the United States today in Washington State, it's worth taking a look at the genesis of this and how quickly it's spreading to other countries, South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Thailand, and now, even after this map was crafted, also the Philippines. This is an actively happening situation developing quickly right now. And in fact, we just read from The Guardian, we have every indication that the Chinese government has, as usual, been lying about the reality on the ground, has been covering up the extent of the outbreak there, just as they did with African swine fever, and we've seen how well that worked out with them, 40% of their pork supply being wiped off the map. But now, with respect to the coronavirus, take a look at this quick case study, just to make an example. On the 12th of January, a gentleman got the news that my 65-year-old mother was checked into a hospital with a fever and a cough. Days later, she was dead, diagnosed with severe pneumonia, but somehow the hospital staff insisted that she be incinerated. They were wearing hazmat suits, and then they threw away those hazmat suits. Now, obviously, this is not the kind of protocol you follow for any pneumonia, no matter how severe. So this is basically very clear, crystal clear, that they're hiding what's going on underneath, and there's plenty of gossip and scuttlebutt, call it what you will, coming out of people who work in healthcare in China, who are saying that the hospitals are overrun with patients, that they're not responding to 911 calls if you mention fever, and if you get there in an ambulance, you'll be turned away. This, as well as confirming that the doctor, that this information about the infection is being locked down, and the government has basically been keeping a lid on the situation. Now, moments ago, this press release came out confirming that the virus's genesis came out of this illegal meat market in Wuhan. I'm going to come back to this report because there's more to this than one might think. We're going to see more about meat and our relationship with food coming from this story. But first, it's also not surprising that we've been seeing already attempts to link these outbreaks, go ahead, guess, to climate change. That's right. World experts in virology alert that climate change is going to be causing problems, adding risks to viral diseases and outbreaks. However, I just want to remind people, and I've done videos about this before, that take a look at this study, Sunspot Cycle Minima in Pandemics, the Case for Vigilance. Now, before I read the abstract, I'll just remind you that, of course, we are in an absolute rock bottom sunspot minimum right now. The sun is very quiet at the moment, and as a result, as I'll read from the paper down here, sunspot minima are characterized by a weakening of the interplanetary magnetic field near the Earth, which allows for the entry of galactic cosmic rays as well as charged bacteria and viruses to the Earth. Now, we've explored a lot the galactic cosmic rays and the effects that that has, seismic, volcanic, the weakening jet stream, the effect on our crops and crop losses. But here it's interesting to read, this is actually describing panspermia, where foreign viral matter just comes into the planet from space. A space virus arrives. There are also other mechanisms from the abstract we're reading up here that it increases mutagenesis. So viruses and even existing bacteria are more likely to rapidly mutate, and then you'll develop new forms of diseases and stuff like that. Here's from the abstract. Minima in the sunspot cycle present conditions conducive to the entry or activation of new pathogens, and also for mutations of already circulating viruses. That's like I just said. Three previous grand solar minima on record, the Spohr minimum, the Maunder minimum, and the Dalton minimum, have all been marked by a preponderance of pandemics, smallpox, English sweats, plague, and cholera. All of these occurred during the minimum level of solar activity. Recently, we've been experiencing the deepest sunspot minimum since records began, yes, and a trend to declining numbers. The same period has seen, recently, the resurgence of several pandemics. SARS, MERS, Zika, Ebola, influenza A, and of course, this new one was described as SARS-like at first. It's also a coronavirus. The authors conclude, we consider it prudent to take note of these facts whilst planning future strategies for pandemic surveillance and control. In other words, in case the sun keeps getting quiet, like it is, and as it has, right now, then maybe we should plan for future pandemics. Well, needless to say, we did not. And we find ourselves here now with this thing spreading rapidly around the world. There are plenty of other papers describing the relationship between solar activity and viruses, but that one is very interesting. And I also wanted to read from down here because look at this, this is incredible. The final descent phase through the troposphere would be mostly controlled by meteorological events. It is of interest to note that the first descent of viral-sized particles will occur at places where the stratosphere is thinnest, and therefore, areas of China lying eastward of the Himalayan mountain range would present the best candidates for these space viruses coming in to infect people. And of course, that's exactly where all of these weird outbreaks, African swine fever, this Wuhan pneumonia, are all coming from. Now, as that paper described, previous sunspot minima have all had these kinds of outbreaks, and I've documented a bunch of these. We've had previous videos about them as well here on the Ice Age Farmer wiki, which is wiki.iceagefarmer.com. But I want to get back to this other thing. I noticed that a lot of the posts about the virus were mentioning, hey, you can, here's how you avoid getting it. Don't eat meat, or be sure to thoroughly cook and properly handle your meat. They just kept blaming the coronavirus on meat as a vector for infection. And sure enough, as I said moments ago, in fact, from the future, from January 22nd, I'm still in the first, the new strand of coronavirus that had claimed 9 lives in China originated from meat of wild animals sold illegally at a wet market in Wuhan, the director of the Chinese CDC said today. So now we can expect, in fact, it's already begun, that we can see meat, this concept that that a part of our food supply is to blame for this new infection, this new outbreak. And we can see that the media is already phrasing it this way. From the Epoch Times, when it comes to meat-originated diseases, producers have the ability to cause worldwide epidemics. Folks, this is the early moments of this outbreak, and it feels like it's going to get significantly worse, and particularly if so, it also feels like they are going to point the collective global warming alarmist fingers at meat as the source for this outbreak. You can already see people, you know, the weaponized army of vegans, as I described them, taking to the streets and saying so. We need to become vegetarians. China needs to eat more veggies and less meat. So it's early yet, but I wholly expect to see, in fact, I'd put money on it, that we can watch an agenda develop, a narrative develop around this new coronavirus and meat being responsible. So keep your eye on that. But don't worry, we've already got Impossible Foods just last week, came out and released their new plant-based pork substitute. And there are other companies working on 3D printed beef right now. The lab-grown meat is here just in time to save us from the horrific, barbaric past of humanity and actually eating flesh. Now, we can leave that behind now that we have lab-grown proteins, and with it we can ensure no more epidemics. That's the narrative, and expect to see more of it. So there you have it. Don't let anyone tell you that this was because of meat. Make sure that you educate them. Let them know that we are in a solar minimum right now, that this is, that we're in something that looks a lot like the grand solar minimum, the Dalton minimum from the past, and that and these things are all expected, as are the crop losses and food shortages for which we should be preparing now. Thanks for watching. Find my work directly on iceagefarmer.com. Support this broadcast, patreon.com/iceagefarmer. And thanks for spreading the word. Let's go build great things and provide for our families and nice nutritive food that will keep our bodies healthy. Let's make sure we know how to generate ionic silver, colloidal silver, which will kill off these sorts of things, and make sure that we're good to go. Be well, folks.